In Afghanistan, three Americans have been found guilty of running a private jail. They're also accused of torturing its Afghan inmates. Afghan authorities accuse these men of running their own freelance hunt for terrorists. The accused ringleader and his right-hand man got 10 years in prison each, and the third defendant got 8 years. Reporter Rachel Martin is covering this story in Kabul. And Rachel, who are these men and what's the evidence against them?
Well, Steve, the three men accused of running the private prison are all Americans, two of whom are ex-U.S. military. The third, Edward Caraballo, is an independent journalist and filmmaker who is in Afghanistan. He says to chronicle Jack Adema's hunt for Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda terrorists. The evidence against the three men is founded on a claim that they're running a private prison in the middle of Kabul, that they were detaining, arresting, and torturing eight Afghans who were found in this makeshift prison. They're also accused of entering the country illegally back in April of 2004.
Wait a minute. The guy who says he's a journalist says he was tracking Adema. That's one of the ex-military guys who was running this alleged prison. And were they were actually found inside this house with a bunch of Afghans?
They were. The Afghan police busted in on this makeshift prison in the middle of a Kabul neighborhood and apprehended Adema, Edward Caraballo, the journalist, and Brent Bennett, the third American accused of running this private prison.
Very quickly, two claims that the men made. First off, they said that they didn't get a fair trial. Was this a regular court proceeding?
Regular is up for debate. The American lawyers claimed at the beginning of the trial, at the outset, that this was not a fair proceedings, that their clients were not being given the rights afforded to them under certain international conventions, and that the Afghan legal system was far from being capable of handling a free trial. They cited several instances of faulty translations. They claim they weren't allowed to show all of their evidence, and they say that this verdict is not a fair one and that they will seek an appeal.
Okay, Rachel Martin is a reporter in Kabul. Thanks very much.